So we have discussed the opinion of the Or Zeruah that if they missed Shul Parshas Emor, or actually they went to Shul Parshas Emor, they never did the Kriya, so they can make it up in Parshas Bahar. So, and if you look at the whole Or Zeruah, he says because that was the Takana. That was the Takana that we have to finish Kriyas HaTorah for the whole year. So therefore, you go back to the Or Zeruah. Says you go back over all the parashas you missed, because the Takana isn't a Takana Pratis on each week. You have to finish the job. The Mara Mintz, who only saw, he didn't see the full Or Zeruah, he only saw from the Haggadah. So he only saw the first part that he said, you only could do two parashas. And he said, you can't do two parashas. You can only do two parashas and not three, because we never find we have three leanings, and also that you can't do it from one book to another. So, according to the Mara Mintz, you can only do two, and then the Vilna Gaon writes, it's a din of Ta. So, the Mishnah Berurah learns, the Vilna Gaon is saying it's a din of Tashlumin, like the Maharam, that you only can do two. But others disagree with the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Gra. Gra just says it's Midin Tashlumin, it doesn't mean it's a Guzma, it's just a Guzma of the Alma, a Rai that we do the first Parashah first, and then go back by davening, we do the Chovah and then the Dover. Here we don't, so it's not, and therefore, you could, if necessary, according to the Vilna Gaon's, according to the understanding of some of the Vilna Gaon, you get to do all the parashas. So it would come according to the Or Zeruah, you do everything, and according to the Mara Mintz, you'd only have two, and depending on which understanding they grow, whether you do two or more than that. There's another opinion, the Shari Ephraim. So he wants to say, well, we could discuss if it's a Chiddush or not. He wants to redefine the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah was clear that you go back and read all the parashas. However, he wants to say, even the Or Zeruah would agree, it's in our case of the Magefa of the COVID-19, he doesn't talk about COVID-19, but in our case, we would not have to go back. Why? The Or Zeruah is pretty clear. So he says, because what's the case of the Or Zeruah is when you had a minyan in shul and something happened, and then you weren't able to finish you weren't able to do the waning. And however, in our case here, we never even had a minyan. So the Shari Ephraim is, when does the Or Zeruah hold that you have to go back and read all the parashiyos? Obviously, you didn't see the rest of the Or Zeruah, because the Or Zeruah says it seems to be that you have to do the whole parasha. So he has the other understanding of the Or Zeruah, like the Mara Mintz, but he says the difference is that when do we say you have to go back if the Tzibra got together and you didn't wane? But in our case, the Tzibra never got together, so there's no Tashlumin at all. There's definitely no Chi of Tashlumin at all. Whether you can do, it's a separate discussion. And so what do we see from the Shari Ephraim? He's clearly learning, like the Ramban, that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibor. That there's a Rav Soloveitchik used to always say over, he had two grandfathers, one a maternal grandfather from his mother's side, which is Rav Moshe Feinstein's uncle, and he had a paternal grandfather, we all know Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So he used to learn with the maternal grandfather, and they didn't, let's say the two grandfathers had a different mahalach. He felt Rav Chaim had a whole new fangled way of learning and just stick to the old school. So he used to tell him, when he goes to visit your grandfather, your paternal grandfather, show him the Ramban. He always, because the the maternal grandfather said Kriyas HaTorah is a Choves HaTzibor, and Rav Chaim felt it was a Choves HaYachid. That's what the Rav followed, if he used to come back and be makbet to try to find the minyan, even the minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. So they held it's a Choves HaYachid, that seems to be going like the Or Zarua. So the machlokes, whether it's a Choves HaTzibor or Choves HaYachid, it depends. If you go like the Or Zarua, it seems to be a Choves HaYachid. And the Shai Ephraim's going with the other Rishonim, it's a Choves HaTzibor. And therefore he says, there's no din of Tashlumin in our case. However, does everyone agree to that Yisod? And I think Rav Shlomo Kluger agrees to it. But they quote a case from the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov had a case where Bikfar Katan, they were in a small village, and certain times there was a minion, certain times there weren't a minion. So he wanted to know, so let's say, he doesn't say exactly when, let's say they met, I don't know, once a month, I'm not sure exactly. So he says that the only meeting less frequently, she'ein tzrichin lahashlim es ha-shabbatzos. She'ein lahem minyan. So the Shvus Yaakov, at first glance, he's saying they don't have to, even though he says, according to one version, if they miss once, you go back, which would be against the Shari Ephraim. But he seems to go with the Shari Ephraim, that this Kvar Katan, let's say they meet once a month, you don't have to go back and make up the Kriyas HaTorah from the She'ein. However, he agrees with the Shari Ephraim, but he gives a different reason. He says, "Mitam shabamakam shuregilin shem mitzvata laminya ain zen nachon lahashrim." It looks like you're nullifying the kriyas of the Seder HaKriya. Looks like you're going against the Takanas Chazal to do it every week, so therefore he says not to do it. But it's clearly not like the Shari Ephraim, assuming because they didn't get together, they don't have to make it. He didn't give that reason, implying that he doesn't go with the Shari Ephraim in terms of, that it's not in terms of a Choves HaTzibor, because if it was a Choves HaTzibor, he just could have said, well, there's no Chiyav to read, as opposed to coming up with, looks like they're being mavat to the minig of reading Kriyas HaTorah every week. And there was another case also with Chaim Shaul, Nishal Odos Kfar, another Kfar Katan, Sheish Bab, a minion, Besimsum. That's he only had 10 in a minion. And one Shabbos, someone was sick, and they only had 9. Upasak, She Yikru Shtei Parishos, Beshabbos Abba. So he clearly goes against the Pesach of the Shari Ephraim. He says that you read the Parsha, so he has to make a distinction. Choves Sibor, Choves HaYachid. So it seems to be clear against the Shari Ephraim. So that's a major point, is Kriyas HaTorah a Choves HaTzibor or a Choves HaYachid? By Choves HaYachid, we mean that it's an individual obligation. Of course, the individual can't do it, can't read the Torah in his house by himself. We mean it's a Choves HaYachid, he has to do it in the Tzibor, but it's a personal obligation. So if I don't hear it, I have to make it up. So the Azarua seems to be going, the original Azarua, that it's a Choves HaYachid, you make it up. The Shari Ephraim is clear, he holds it's a Choves HaTzibor. And if you miss, so if you go to shul and don't wane, so then you'd have to go. Then you have to make it up. But if you go to shul, if you don't go to shul, there's no chiyav. And the Shvus Yaakov seems to disagree with that reason. He'd agreed in his case for another reason, or in a different case, because you don't want to, when a shul that meets once a month, not to go, it looks like you're being mabato. Takanas Chazal. But Rav Chaim Shaul definitely disagreed, because he said a case where he only had 9, he never had the minion. So therefore, unless he says because he had 9 show up, but there was no minion there, so there was no Choves, according to the Shari Ephraim, you win the Tashlum, and according to others, you do. So it's a major discussion. And the Shari Ephraim, this points out another point from the Eliyahu Rabbah, that he wants to point out that when do we say Davkim Rov Hatziv on Rabbi Yitzhak Knesset Shomu Es Akriya Rabbi Yitzhak Knesset Acher, when, in other words, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins, in other words, Ze'iu HaYakor Rabbi Yitzhak Knesset Atzma Lo Yuchayavim LeHashlam Im Rov Hatziv or Lo Hayu Nochem Akriya Ach Mishum Shehu Karo Rabbi Yitzhak Knesset. So if you read in the Shul, you wouldn't go back. But let's say they had outdoor minyanim and people rove the tzibor already heard it. So then the Shai Ephraim quotes that you wouldn't have to do it again. Which, I mean, Shai Ephraim says you don't have to go back anyway. But assuming, because in this case over here, obviously they didn't read it. Yeah, according to the Shari Ephraim, it would make a difference, but according to the Or Zeruah, according to the Shita that says you have to read all the Parshas, so if Rova, the members of the show, heard the Torah reading somewhere else, so there's no need to make up the Parsha, but if the Rova, the Tzibor, did not hear, so then you have to make up according to the Or Zeruah. And we're talking about people who, you know, who come to that minyan. So that's the whole discussion. Is there a distinction or not? Whether the Or Zeruah's case was the case where people showed up to shul and then they didn't wane. So that's the Shari Ephraim's point, that it's a chol v'sasiba, and that's why the chayev. However, others disagree and say, no, it's a chol v'sayachid, so whether the people went to shul or people didn't go to shul, when you come back to shul, you'll be chayim lahashlam.